You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I want to be around people who are ever seeing. They're always talking about possibilities. How about if we do this? How about if we start that? How about if I do this business? How about if I do that business? And you need to be locked in a room with fellow dreamers. See, dreamers get frustrated because they can't find other dreamers. I'm a visionary. I am not a manager. I'm a visionary. I need to be around other visionaries who come together and say, why not? Why can't we build this church without a mortgage? I don't want to hear people say nobody ever did it before. Well, nobody ever died on a cross for salvation before. We serve a God of first. It is time for us to get up off of our doubtful minds and speak what God says. God wouldn't give something like that to a dried up mind, but he gave it to a visionary. I believe God, and it shall be. And I'm going to keep saying it until you dry minds start believing it. Because I believe that if I keep saying it, eventually you're going to say it must be true. See, it's your mind. It's your mind. I was watching an orthopedic doctor who's progressive. And he said that those of you with arthritis of the knees, he said the past practice, they would tell you go home and rest it. You know, just keep it resting so it don't hurt you. He said, but now new studies have come out. He said, they say keep it moving. Get up and go walking. Go swimming. Get on the bike. Now, it don't sound right, does it? But see, visionaries never sound right. They discovered that the longer you sit and do nothing, the worse it's gonna get. The longer you let the devil mess with your mind, the more bound it's gonna get. But today you need to tell that lying rascal that I'm evicting you from my mind. My mind is gonna think God's thoughts. I am gonna pick up Philippians 4. And whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, I'm going to think on those things. I'm not thinking on my past. I'm thinking on my future. You know why? You know why you Eagles fan expected them to win again this year? I'm not trying to be facetious. This goes with the message. You know why you expected them to win this year? Because they won last year. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because they put an expectation in your mind. They put an expectation in your mind. And there's nothing wrong with that. And some of you that are really diehard, you're going to wait till next year. They coming back. Why? Because they won before. Lord, help me. Well, when I read this Bible, I got a Jesus who went down to a tomb of a dead man who was dead for 4 days. The man was decaying and stinking. And my Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. I got a Jesus who found a man that was born blind and walked up to him and put mud on his eye and said, go wash. And he came away seeing. I got a Jesus who took 2 fish and 5 little biscuits and fed 5,000 people so I could tell the devil I'm gonna win. Now, you can't play with God. Once you get saved, you got to start developing a spirit mind. Even though God is merciful, he's no joke. In Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, said the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
they hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The atheist says there is no God. It is reported that when the Emperor Napoleon was walking the decks of his ship, some of his soldiers and sailors came up to him and said that they did not believe in God. And the report says that Napoleon said, "Gentlemen, if you do not believe in God, then you have to get rid of the stars." And so Paul says here that all that God is revealed through his creation. How can you have a creation without a creator? Now, the secular humanists will say this stuff just evolved. It came from an explosion. When I was a boy, I used to put cherry bombs and ash cans in bottles to blow up the bottle. I never saw an orderly explosion. The glass was all over the place. How could it have been an explosion? And the planets are lined up perfectly. The earth is rotating. An explosion would necessitate destruction, not creation. There is a creator. Paul even summarizes and says, he, Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made by him. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. He writes to the Colossian church and lets them know of the supremacy of Christ. Get it settled in your mind, saints. God is large and in charge. And nothing that comes in your life escapes his loving eye. And if he lets it happen, go on and have a praise fit. See, you gotta sing. I believe you sing to God. Now, what you sing is up to you. All right? Whatever it takes to get you through. Now, I sing God a lot of different stuff. I don't sing him just spirituals. But that's my business between me and him. I sing God oldies. When I'm down, I say to him, "We worship you, Almighty God." I sing that to him. But then there are times I tell him, "Take a good look at my face. My smile seems out of place." Well, I tell him, "If you look closer, it's easy to trace." And then I stop there. I sing God stuff. And the other day, the enemy was beating up on my, trying to beat up on my mind with some stuff. And I began to feel slightly oppressed. Slightly. But my car is my place of deliverance. It's just a place of warfare. You find a banana skin under my seat because I don't want to buy an air freshener. I get it out later. It ain't going to hurt nothing. My car ain't going to heaven. I'm sitting in my car, and the enemy, he attacked me with some stuff. And what he was saying was true. The devil does speak truth sometimes, wrapped up in a lie, but it's the truth sometimes. And he started enumerating all this stuff that I was going through and the battles and things. And all of a sudden, I started singing Diana Ross's "I'm Coming Out." I did not sing anything spiritual. I said, "I'm coming And the Lord had me stopped at a red light so I can put some stank on it. I was like Ike and Tina. I told Tina, put some stank on it, anime. I said, I'm coming out. I had to tell my mind, don't listen to that. I'm coming out. Then I heard the Holy Spirit speak back to me. He sang back to me. I said, God, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I said, I need to know you're with me. He said, if you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me. Ooh. I said, thank you, Jesus. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. But what happened? They became vain in their imaginations. They began to see themselves in a negative way. If you continue to look at yourself defeated, less than successful, you will give your body over to those things that are not proper. When I asked the Lord why was there so much poverty, as I drove through a certain part of the city of Philadelphia, my heart was broken. And my theological sense said God was going to tell me because of a proliferation of sin and the presence of the devil, but that's not what he said. He said, son, they don't know I love them. You see, when you know you're loved, you do better. When you know that somebody is pushing you and rooting you on, you will do better. I told my daughter, we were looking at, I got my master's and they sent me a copy of my transcript. And I told her I was going to put it in a plastic bag and take it to my mother's grave. And dig up a little earth and put it in there with her. To say, look, you rooted me on and cheered me on and loved me. Look what your boy did. I was the one that was the problem child. I was the one that was supposed to wind up in prison. I ran with the street gangs. I did those things. But because you didn't give up on me, I was that tree like Donald said. And mama didn't give up on me. So I never brought her a prison record, but I bring her a master's in forensic psychology. And if Jesus tarries, I'll be bringing her a doctorate in forensic psychology. If your mind is set on success, you will be successful. You cannot even let a so-called handicap keep you down. They told Ray Charles he was blind, but his fingers were not blind. I wish I had somebody. Oh, Lord, you Pentecostals, y'all didn't hear what I said. So baby Ray was blind, but his fingers, they played music. Are you with me? Just because one part of you isn't functioning right, you tell your mind something else is coming out of this. When bad things happen, good things will come out of it. I'm not settling for the worst. I'm looking for the best. I'm not giving up. Because in my mind, I see. In my mind. But he says here, when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, and they were not thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations. They kept exercising an imaginative process that would lead them to despair. You ever notice how we sometimes imagine, what would happen if I got hit by a bus? You ever notice how your mind just sometimes goes off into foolishness? Watch this. The police officer is pulling up behind you, and they're following you for about, just a couple blocks. And you all nervous. And you start, one, did I do anything wrong? Did I do something? And you know you didn't, but you're like, did I do something wrong? Oh, God. And so you pull over. And if they keep going, you're, whew. But if they pull over behind you, oh my God, oh Jesus, then you start calling Jesus. Haven't talked to Jesus in 6 months. Now all of a sudden you go to call him. He said, what number is that? He looked at his call ID. He said, I ain't seen that number in 6 months. I haven't seen that number since they hit the lottery. They became vain in their imaginations. You see, sometimes becoming vain means you start believing your own press clippings. And we have a tendency to push people where God can't keep them. It happens a lot of times in ministry. You watch people who become arrogant. They cease serving. The first sign of arrogance is you cease serving. You cease serving. That's why Jesus gave the illustration of the washing of the feet. He said, if I, your Lord and Master, wash your feet, then you ought to have the same attitude. The first sign of arrogance is that you cease serving. The cry goes out for certain gifts and certain people to work in various ministries. I ain't doing it. I did it before. That's arrogance. And then we'll always cover it up with, I don't know what God wants me to do. I'm trying to find out. Isn't it amazing how people who say that, it's usually because they want leadership position. Because there's always serving. There's ushers and greeters and bathroom cleaners and carpet vacuumers and chair correctors. And there's all types of serving ministries. Notice what they did with their minds. He said, professing themselves to be wise, Washington, they became fools. Do you know how foolish our country looked to the entire world over the last 34 days? People looked at this country, once the beacon of dignity and governmental structure, and looked at them and said, can you believe this? Can you believe this? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, I'm not being political, but I just want you to think with me. Our president wants a wall. No, just hear me. Now, the concept is that the wall would stop illegal migration. Okay, God bless you. That's your view. You're entitled to it. I give you that right. But if humans have overcome mountains, God's wall, do you think that humans won't overcome man's walls? We have gone to the depths of the ocean and came back. Stuff God put up can't stop us. Well, I shouldn't say that. 6 inches of snow does. We've climbed Everest. Jacques Cousteau has been to the bottom of the ocean. Do you actually think that boys from the hood in Mexico won't find a way? Renegade terrorists infiltrated our country, boarded airplanes, and systematically took them down with the greatest intelligence gathering communities in the world, the CIA and the FBI. And we couldn't stop them. And they did it with box cutters. And a wall is going to stop them. So you put the wall up in Texas, they'll swim to California. Listen, my people are so gifted. There are children in schools in Abington and Springfield Township where they say they have to live in that township. And their parents live in Philadelphia. And they've got relatives and friends who live in that place. And they use that address. You're going to tell me they can't get around a wall? We get around everything. We get around tithes and offerings. And that's coming from God. Now, I honor my president because he's the president. I honor him. Bible said I'm supposed to honor him and pray for him. God bless him. But come on now. Put it up if you want. Go ahead. But don't be surprised if somebody takes the challenge. We didn't have money. We were coming out of the uptown at Broad and Susquehanna. We didn't have money to take the bus home. We couldn't walk home because the boys from 16th and Dolphin would beat you up. So we couldn't walk home. So we hopped the back of the bus. You just jump right on, hold that part that where they would put the advertising thing and ride it and then duck so the bus driver can't see us and then just ride it right down to 21st Street. Once you got past 20th Street, once you got past the Alky, you were all right. Nobody could stop us. We didn't have money for the bus, but that didn't mean we couldn't take the bus. How you get home? I took the bus. You ain't had no money. Didn't need it. Wait till it stops. Hop on. I went to the A&P. Me, Andre, and Mikey. We were hungry. We ain't had no money. You got any money? No, I ain't got no money. Let's go to A&P. We go to A&P for it. We hungry. We ain't had no money. Well, and? Why? Because in our minds, we knew we could do it. You understand the power of your mind? God is saying, if I can harness that power and turn it into spiritual, you can have whatever you say. Your body waits to hear what your mind says. Oh, I can't make it. Whoo, I can't make it. Your mind says, you can't make it? Okay, we can't make it.
We pray that you were blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, Renovation of the Mind, or the program number 01419A. If you'd like to view the Climbing Higher daily telecast, tune in to WBPH-TV on Comcast Cable, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Please check your local cable listings for the channel number in your region. To stream Bethel Sunday services live, visit BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app on iTunes or Google Play. We stream live on Sundays beginning at 8:15 a.m. and 12 p.m. You're also invited to join us in person by attending any of our Sunday services taking place at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m. at our main sanctuary located at 2929 West Shellingham Avenue in Wincode, PA. For more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
The Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. is part of the media outreach ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church. Our goal is to reach the world with powerful messages of faith, truth, and victory taught from the Word of God. You can take part in this significant mission by becoming a media partner. Your weekly, monthly, or one-time gift goes directly towards reaching the masses with life-changing messages of hope from God's Word. We invite you to visit the BethelDeliverance.org media link for more information about the media partnership. You may also contact the media outreach representative at 215-885-2585 to make a donation. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. We appreciate your support.